Good morning to you. 90-333-105. We mentioned scams at the very beginning of this programme, and I want to speak to Des Nevin from NI Water, who wants to highlight something in relation to bogus callers. Des, good morning.
Morning, Frank.
What's the worry today, Des?
Well, we had an incident, Frank, a few days ago in the Armagh area where a caller posing as an NI Water employee tried to gain entrance into a customer's property. So we really just want to highlight that anybody from NI Water calling at a customer's door will have a valid pass, and if a customer is in any way in any doubt, and in fact what we would advise if there's an NI Water employee calling or a contractor on our working on our behalf, the customer should ring 101, which is a quick check service that we have set up, and it's through that 101 number, as you know, is the police non-emergency number. So it's actually a call into the police. They will then in turn check with NI Water, and we'll be fit to validate as to whether or not this is a genuine caller at a customer's door.
These people who are pretending to be from NI Water, are they making any effort with regards to having passes or having work clothes that would make them look like NI Water staff? Or, you know, do they have an NI Water uniform, or are they just absolute chancers?
They're absolute chancers. However, there will be the chancers who will take it to that, and they will try to replicate an NI Water uniform. However, as I say, the key thing here is the pass and the call into the 101 quick check service, and we'll be fit to validate through that. We'll know whether the person's name is correct, whether the pass is, you know, a valid pass. So if anybody is trying to scam in terms of a uniform or a fake pass, we'll be fit to identify that.
Because there are reasons why people may knock your door. The water could be off in the area, and the NI Water people could be knocking the door. The same way NIE guys could knock the door if there's an outage or there's an issue with, for example, the monitoring system in the house, the meter board or whatever. It's not unusual to actually have someone call, so you got to be sharp.
Yeah, well, what I would say, Frank, generally speaking, we don't randomly call up customers' properties. It's generally, if we're calling a customer's property, it's usually on the back of a call to us. So somebody reporting, for instance, say a blockage, a block sewer, or somebody reporting no water or low pressure, we would call it the property. But it's not that often that we would call randomly at a property. So therefore, if somebody, what I'm saying is, if somebody posing as an NI Water employee is at your door and you haven't been in any contact with NI Water, be extra vigilant, and at that stage absolutely ring 101 and we'll be fit to verify whether that's a genuine call.
And also, I'm using the electric as an example, but I presume it would be the same with the water. If there were future plans to switch anything off, you usually get notification, don't you?
That's correct, yes. Any planned work that we're doing that would involve an outage for customers, we'll notify them in advance. Now, there is obviously an occasions whereby we have non-planned interruptions due to bursts, etc., but there's always information on our website with regard to that at www.niwater.com.
It's a common sense approach for all of us when the door is knocked. And if you have any worries or concerns, when you ring 101, what happens?
101 is, as I say, is the non-emergency police number. If you give the details, they will then contact NI Water. So they'll come into our call centre, and we have a dedicated line, and we'll be fit to verify whether or not, given the information, whether or not we have somebody working in that area, and if they have a pass each of our passes has a unique ID number, and we'd be fit to verify that that's a genuine NI Water employee, or, as I say, also contractors working on our behalf have the same passes.
Okay, it's well worth raising, Des, any time. Thanks for the call. Thank you, Des Nevin from NI Water. Let's stay sharp and beat these guys who would absolutely take the eye out of your head. 18 minutes past 10, it is pretty settled.